This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're hanging out in Augusta. You heard us. Twin Peaks 277 Robert C. Daniel Parkway. That's the physical address. And, Mike, it doesn't matter where we go. We're worldwide. People come see us, including friends who happen to be working the Masters, which is kind of cool, man. I met this brother at the arena one night when I was doing a FanDuel, and we were doing Hawks, and he came up. Of course, Mike always mentions this when we run out, you know, run into people. They always assume that Mike and I are together all the time. So he literally was like, hey, where's Mike Bell? And I was like, oh, you know, he's at the house. And so he's working the Masters, but he came through just to say hello today. We've met so many interesting people. I know you were here a little bit earlier talking to people from all over the world.
Yeah, man, we got a couple from England. There was a guy from the south side of Chicago with a quintessential accent, Carl, who, by the way, I was busted his chops. He is wearing the soft spikes. And this is one, if you've listened to Dukes and Bell over the years, we always make fun of those guys because it's almost like, oh, you're wearing your soft spikes to the Masters. So I guess at some point on Thursday or Friday, Scottie Scheffler's going to say, hey, yeah, got about 240 out on 15. Why don't you come over and hit this one for me? You know, I mean, it's like, look, I get it. Maybe if you got sneakers, you don't want to get dirty or muddy if it rains. Yeah, but, I mean, guys wearing, like, their foot joys to the – I always laugh. I'm like, really?
That's funny.
Okay, man, you gonna make that putt?
That's funny.
You gonna make that putt?
Hey, man, we're out here having a great time. Lots of stuff going on, including our break. Back to scoring some runs. They beat the not the Pirates, but the Phillies last night, 7-5. Big return, man, for Sean Murphy. And Mike and I will get more into this with Grant McCauley, but that was great to see. And, you know, you talk about a spark. You kept saying yesterday, leading into this series, can somebody spark us? And I said, well, listen, I told you guys weeks ago, I didn't know Sean Murphy would come back and have the night he had, but I do feel like over the course of the season, he's going to hit. Austin Riley, I believe in you. I think he's going to be fine, and he showed up last night. Money's been playing well. We just need to consistently see this lineup, Mike, up and down, not one or two guys, do the things that they're capable of doing. And so last night felt good, man, beating Wheeler.
Yep, and we talked about it earlier. Yeah, the Dodgers look like everybody's world beater. And all of a sudden, hey, the Dodgers have lost some games, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you know, it's a look. As you like to say, and everyone did say, and you predicted it's a long, long season. The Dodgers, by the way, find themselves, they're in second place, 9-4.
Oh.
So it just, you gotta be able to see the big picture. But they do need to start hitting. And to see, you know, Austin Riley, you know, one was sort of a gift double, but the other one, he earned it. And you mentioned it, Sean Murphy. If he can hit the ground running, I never thought I'd say, thank God Sean Murphy's back. But I'll say, thank God Sean Murphy's back if he can keep it up.
No doubt. Lineup's out. We'll talk more about that. Hawks lose last night. But before we get to all of that, Mike, let's talk about the possibility of the Falcons moving from 15. Is it worth the risk? Because that's what we've been discussing. And guys, we had a great draft analyst on. You'll hear him in the 6 o'clock hour. Ryan Roberts stopped by, and he really had a great breakdown of the edge rushers, the offensive linemen. You'll get a chance to hear what he said. If in fact we are interested in all of this, he even talked about the corners and who he thinks are at the top of this draft. And by the way, I think these top corners will be available at 15. But is it worth the risk of moving down.
Now, again, I do more mock drafts than anybody, and I can tell you, it's hard.
You
because
are Mr. Mock.
I am the mockster. But it's hard because, you know, as we say, would these evaluations in the real world actually work? Would the Steelers? First things first, let's just say for argument's sake, Shedeur Sanders, all the hate is real.
Okay.
Right? And for some reason, Shedeur Sanders gets to where we are at 15, then it'll be, we'll be getting phone calls all day.
Somebody's coming to get him.
You know, I
yes.
mean, right off the bat, I would think Pittsburgh would jump on that with 2 feet. So that's one of those mock drafts I did today. And again, it's pie in the sky, guys. But teams that are looking for a QB, you know, I mean, hey, Seattle got Sam Darnold. You tell me they wouldn't be interested in Shedeur Sanders? If he was there available just a few spots away. Point I'm getting to is I think you can trade down. If you're not going for offensive tackle and somebody covets one of those tackles, like, you know, we talked about all the big tackles that are sort of slotted where we're going to pick. Okay, maybe somebody really loves Omarion Hampton and is going to move up for him. Then we could come down and still get a Mikael Williams, potentially, a Mike Green. Now, again, you said it, bro. There's a risk. We've always moved forward in the draft. We've never come down.
Come down. And listen, needs are this. This isn't going to change between now and April 24th. It's edge, it's defensive tackle, it's corner. Okay? We need help in all of those areas. If I asked you to prioritize which one of those positions should be number one on the big whiteboard up right. at Flowery Branch, for me, it's one circled E-D-G-E.
Right.
Okay? That's what I have on the big whiteboard. Everything else falls underneath that. But, Mike, they may be looking at this differently and saying, look, how does the best defensive tackle in this draft help us up front with the loss of Grady, or do they already have that guy on this team? Think about how they drafted last year and what happened. The guys that were playing in front of them, one, they made more money, but two, some of these guys weren't quite ready. The guy that was Rook Arora. He played. I said I liked what I saw from Rook, and I think he's going to be fine. But, Mike, if you feel like you have that already, this is the position you need to address along with corner. So maybe with our first pick and our second, that's what we're trying to do. I think all three of our first picks should be defense. That's just where I am.
No, man. And again, if you do trade down, because you guys know we lost a third round pick. Look, we rolled the dice with Matthew Judon. It just didn't pan out. I don't fault them for that. We thought it was a good pick at the time. We also lose the fifth thanks to Kirk Cousins' big mouth and talking to the team about, what, 8 hours before he should be?
Yeah, but he ain't talking now. I know. Why ain't he saying nothing now?
And the other thing I said to Carl is, what if Aaron Rodgers keeps monkeying around? And do the Steelers get to a point where they say enough's enough? And they then decide we'll roll with Jalen Miller. That seems a bit risky.
You think there's a cutoff date?
I don't know. I'm trying to read the tea leaves with the Steelers. The Steelers, like, their players are like, hey, enough is enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the owners kind of said we do want to move forward at some point with this. But I do think, you know, you've got to get, if you're the Vikings, I guess that ship has sailed. But if you're the Steelers, you've got to get this thing figured out. Because or then what? If Aaron Rodgers doesn't go there or he retires, then the only leverage between Cleveland is Pittsburgh, unless they go draft somebody. But maybe they want Kirk. Then Kirk will say, oh, no, I'm not going where you drafted a quarterback. I just went through that.
Yeah.
I want to go where I'm going to be the man. Good luck with that at age 37.
So what's interesting, and listen, I don't know if there's a cutoff date either, but it does make sense for them, we're talking about the Steelers, to know if he's in or out before the draft. You're right about that.
Right.
And here's the other part. If you're Aaron Rodgers, if you wait and then the Steelers draft a young player, and we've said this, more likely that guy's playing. It's cost prohibitive
right.
to sign Aaron to whatever it's going to be, right, and then say, oh, the young guy's not going to play. I don't think that's the case. If they do go that way, I think that guy's going to play.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Especially if it's in the first round, Mike, especially if it's 15, 12, 11, whatever it might be, wherever the Steelers might move from. Again, guys, moving from 20 to 3 is hard. Moving from 20 yes. to 15 is not as hard.
Right. Now, we did that big move up, and that's why when we rolled for Julio in 2011, unfortunately, we lost when our offensive line got old. That's when we were jammed up because we missed, unfortunately, on subsequent line picks, and we just didn't have that volume of picks to get right. And one thing the Patriots did always show us is contact sport. The more shots you got, the better your odds. So we, unfortunately, then really did struggle. That's why a few years in the weeds, and we wound up with what it was Alex Mack. Right? It was
yes.
It was 2012, and then we had 3 years of crap, and then, of course, 16, we got Alex back, straightened out the middle of the offensive line with it a Super Bowl.
404-726-0929, you guys can chime in. Listen, Abdul Carter is considered to be the best edge rusher. He's probably going to be gone. But when you start talking about the difference between Shamar Stewart and Mike Green and Mykael Williams, these are the second, third, fourth best guys. Again, everybody's not drafting edge. Are you willing to pass that up? Especially if we stay at 15, or are you willing to take the risk to move down? And that is something that the Falcons are going to have to really consider, Mike. And by the way, I've been saying this. If you think there is a game changer, go get him. Let's not make excuses. If you're telling me, Mike, we've got to give up three picks to do it in a future, what are we waiting on? What do you guys want to wait till like 2030 until we make the playoffs again?
Hey, I said it to you before. I mean, if you're Terry Fontenot,
you
might not get to use those picks next year anyway if you don't make the playoffs. So there's got to be that sense of urgency. You know, Arthur Blank, and I saw an interesting tweet, and I retweeted it today.
From Blank?
No, but I did the Arthur Blank voice on the tweet because Daniel Jeremiah said, this maybe isn't a draft for stars,
yes.
but there's a draft for starters.
I agree.
And he said, almost every team, if you do your research, you can get three or four starters, which gets us back to the joke we said in 2016. I need three starters, you nitwits, and we did.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.